Welcome to the Soul Renovation Podcast. I am the author of the School of Soul series, a three-time published author. I am here to help you live the life you know you deserve. Accessing information does not equal possessing knowledge. Investing in possessing information instead of just accessing it. The tools have evolved, but we haven't evolved because we don't have to do as much for ourselves anymore. Pay ourselves forward with what can't be taken from us. Focus on collecting skills rather than roles. Skills you take when you leave your role. We live in a world where we have access to a vast amount of information at our fingertips. However, there is a difference between accessing information and truly possessing it. We need to invest in possessing information and developing our own skills to evolve and grow as individuals. The tools we use have evolved, but we have not evolved as much because we don't have to do as much for ourselves anymore. This leads to a devolution where power is transferred or delegated to a lower level. We need to pay ourselves forward with what can't be taken from us, such as our skills and knowledge. Egypt is an example of a civilization that was truly evolved and enlightened. They were connected to the source in a way that we are not today. We, as a society, no longer have the knowledge or skills to replicate what humans were once capable of building. How did this happen? The knowledge was not retained. Instead of focusing on roles, we should focus on collecting skills that we can take with us when we leave a role. The Google effect. With Google, we are surrounded by a wealth of information readily available at our fingertips. The Google effect refers to the phenomenon where individuals rely on external sources, particularly search engines like Google, to access information rather than retaining that knowledge within their own minds. This reliance on instant access to information has profound implications for how we perceive and understand knowledge. One of the key implications of the Google effect is that it can lead to a sense of illusory knowledge. With the vast amount of information accessible online, we may feel that we have a deeper understanding of a subject simply because we can easily look up relevant facts or explanations when needed. This can create a false sense of expertise or familiarity with a topic without truly internalizing the information. Furthermore, the Google effect can impact our ability to retain and recall information. Transitioning to the concept of digital amnesia, we face the question, why memorize something when a device can remember it for us? Digital amnesia. The phrase digital amnesia means the experience of forgetting information that you believe a digital device, like a computer or smartphone, will store and remember for you. Why commit someone's birthday to memory when your phone can send you a notification the day of? As we offload cognitive tasks to these devices, we encounter the concept of cognitive offloading. Cognitive offloading. Cognitive offloading refers to the process of relying on external devices or tools, such as search engines or smartphones, to store and retrieve information that we would typically rely on our own memory for. This offloading of cognitive tasks to external sources can impact our ability to retain and internally process information. Information overload. Information overload occurs when individuals are exposed to an excessive amount of information that surpasses their capacity to effectively process and utilize it. The abundance of information available online can lead to feelings of overwhelm and difficulties in filtering, organizing, and prioritizing relevant information. Shallow processing. All the data we take in can give us information overload. We often face an excessive amount of information that surpasses our capacity to effectively process it. Information overload can lead to overwhelm and difficulties in filtering, organizing, and prioritizing information, necessitating a discussion about shallow processing. Shallow processing. Shallow processing refers to the tendency to engage with information at a surface level, focusing on superficial aspects rather than delving deeper into the content. With the ease of accessing information online, individuals may be more inclined to skim or scan information quickly, leading to less in-depth processing and understanding. When we know that we can easily search for information again in the future, our motivation to memorize and retain that knowledge diminishes. Our brains adapt to rely on the external memory provided by search engines, leading to a reduced capacity for retaining information long-term. Another consequence of the Google effect is the potential for information overload. With an overwhelming amount of information available online, it can be challenging to discern reliable sources from misinformation or to filter through the sheer volume of data. This can result in cognitive overload and difficulties in critical thinking and evaluation of information. It is important to recognize the balance between accessing information and developing deep understanding. While search engines and online resources offer incredible convenience and access to knowledge, it is crucial to cultivate our own internal knowledge base. Actively engaging in critical thinking, reflection, and meaningful learning experiences can enhance our understanding and promote true mastery of a subject. In conclusion, the Google effect highlights the shift in how we acquire and perceive knowledge in the digital era. While access to information is valuable, it should not replace the importance of internalizing and truly understanding the information we encounter. By being mindful of the limitations and implications of relying solely on external sources, we can strive for a more balanced approach to learning and knowledge acquisition. The distinction between merely accessing information and deeply understanding it becomes increasingly paramount. The allure of instant access, epitomized by the Google effect, challenges us to reconsider the depth of our engagement with knowledge. As we navigate this landscape of endless data, the true task lies in transcending the convenience of external memory aids to foster a personal repository of knowledge and skills. This commitment to internalizing information not only enriches our understanding, but also empowers us as creators and thinkers in a world that often prioritizes consumption. Embracing the effort to truly know, rather than merely define, marks the path toward genuine enlightenment and intellectual independence. As we strive to build our internal libraries of wisdom, let us remember that the most profound discoveries lie not in the answers we seek externally, but in the understanding we cultivate within. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you love this topic, you will love my new book, Why Play, now available on Amazon. If you love this episode, take a screenshot, share it on social, and always tag me at Soul Renovation. Have a blessed day. Bye.